to understand what is the yesod of Yesurim and Sevel, or Klali Sodafka. We explained that Avraham Avinu had two tafkidim which he gave to his descendants.
Ani ochid ve'efer.
The first one was Ani yochid ve'olomo, Bishvili nevro'ilom, and the other one, which we've just started dealing with now, no, that you are, is the Sakan Oilam B'malku Shakai, is to bring the entire world to the recognition of Hashem. In other words, who's going to give back to Hashem the Adam Arishon? Because that was with the two tefachim of Adam Arishon. Avraham Avinu was the one that took them, and he gave them to Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's where we got up to yesterday. Okay. It's not tefkidim halalu hayrish Avraham Avinu lebono v'chorav leYitzchak bnoi leYaakov ben bnoi. He gave it to Yitzchak his son and to his grandson Yaakov. Yitzhak Avinu Gilem Bakol Metsiusa Vinyonov is a Dvekas Hamuchletes Hashem Yisparach. Yitzhak, with all his koiches, with all his expression, was completely Dovuk in Hashem. He was the Oile Tmima, completely Dovuk in Hashem, wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, completely focused on avoiding Hashem. He doesn't even go find his own wife. Yaakov Avinu, they send him off, go find a wife, go do what you want. You know, he's off there, he's been in Yeshiva for a while. No phone calls, no contact with Yitzchak. Yitzchak can't do anything. He Avram has to send Eliezer to go find him a wife and everything. Haises udveikas lelorega shel hesechadas. With no hesechadas, Yitzchak was completely dovuk in Hashem with no interruptions. Kolei oile chelil laHashem. Vakar kosu b'sefer ksav v'akvola. Ki Yitzchak liyaisa oile tmima. Yitzhak became an oile tmima, sheniskadesh baharo maria, lo shas livoi beiskar oilam hazeh, ulit palel baad harayoyin, vekel toldoisov hayu avoidus Hashem isparach. Yitzhak was totally oived in avoidus Hashem. He had no any other interests, nothing with olam hazeh, he had nothing to do with this world. Umezata mutzuch amram letzevet l'eliezer al zvugov. Sometimes I don't know whether I saw it. Yeah, we'll make it. We've learned this so many times, I can't tell the difference between what I know and what the Sefer knows. So sometimes I know things because it was here. Okay. So Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer to go find him a zivug. He didn't have any feelings of anything in this world. Gam kan lo har veli palel rak li tzarf le ishtoi bilvad. Shaisa mitametzes umetzarefes. Umafatzeres boli palel avur boni. When his wife came and said, "You need children," he started donating for children, otherwise he didn't know. Cousin Ishwan said, he never knows when he needs to eat. He has no time for food. If his wife gives him food, vice versa, he needs to eat. And if not, he doesn't. He said, can't understand what that means. No natural tendency to eat. Midosai. Shall Yitzchak Avinu Aisi Midas Hagvura VaYira Pachad Yitzchok. Gvura and Yira, those are the Midas of Yitzchak Avinu, those are the Midas he mastered. Gvura and Yira. Kula Yira Kadesh Loli Yis Nifrod Rega Echan Meatveches Bashem. Total Yira that he wouldn't separate from Kosh Baruch for one moment. Any Yitzim Eretz Israel, any Misasek Ma'uma, Milvad His Yachtus in Koinoi. He was Isaac Yom Valayla 24/7 in being Dovuk in Hashem. I haven't got a clue what this means, by the way. I don't know what that looks like. He tried for an hour. That's all. Just try to do this for an hour. It's not so posh. With the Gemara open in front of you and a Chavrusa, it's not so posh to do that for an hour. Imagine year after year, day in and day out. The closest we ever had of something similar to this was Rabbi Lashev, Zatzal. Rabbi Lashev was probably the last godel that had this. Ad Kadai, he was almost not involved in Tzach Etzibu Bichlau. You'll tell me, Rav Chaim is not exactly a slouch, yeah, but Rav Chaim has Kabbalat Kal a good few hours a day. Rav Elashev had an hour a day for the Kalot Klal Yisrael. Kalot Klal Yisrael used to see Rav Elashev for 1 hour a day, and that was it. No, completely dovuk, locked up in old sorrow. Not, that was it. So could be, It had nothing to do with his children, Kimat, except the Shidduchim. The Rebbetzin said the only thing that he took complete control over was the Shidduchim, the finances and the choosing the Shidduchim, the Mavaring, the Shidduchim, he did everything. But other than that, the Rebbetzin wouldn't. One of the kids needed surgery, so she wanted to go ask him whether to do the surgery or not. She got to the door of the old Sarah Shul where he was learning, and she said, I can't interrupt his learning, you're crazy. He was so beautifully learning. So she went back home, did the operation, did everything, whatever, and then came back afterwards. And he came home that evening, told him that the son had surgery. He said, why don't you tell him? Why didn't you come? He said, I couldn't disturb your learning. That's good. Fine. So even that we can't understand. So Yitzhak, we for sure don't understand. Even in the actual raising family, building family, he wasn't involved. That was his was Isaac and Omel. Rivka didn't even come to ask him what's with the twins. She went to Shem. It reminds me of Rebbetzin Elasha. Why don't you just go ask her husband? He was the Novi, he was the biggest godly in town. Avram was alive still. Okay, that's another kasha. I'm just saying that totally Osek in his dveikas and being dovuk in Avodas Hashem. And he's called Bincho Yechidcho. The Seer Daiga Yechud Ager Yitzhak Avinu Vamaisa Akeda. This enormous Yechud, this enormous total mavatling of himself that he achieved by the Maisa Akeda, Dvorim Mikshvoyna Shel Oyla Megalim Lanu, Rabbi Seina Kudmoinim. The levels he reached was revealed to us by the early rabbis. I don't know he's referring to. We'll see. Hey, Megalim Kitsa Kavinu Ad Lemaisa Keder Loya Begeda Mashpia Klal Loya Yisazoy Loya Shulutlit Keshim Bnei Adam Ulashpia Leim. Until the Maisa Keder, Yitzhak was so manutak from the world, he had no shaykhus to anybody. He couldn't mashpia on anybody. He couldn't have any influence on the world. Kol Kulei Bebchinas Makabel. He was just totally a makabel. Kol Kulei Mezumen Mekudesh LeShemayim. He was totally separated for Shemayim. And he had one goal in life, to bind himself one more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Siya Yichud Haya B'Shas HaKeda. He reached the pinnacle of this Yichud at the Maisa HaKeda. As Parochan Ishmosev also Lamayla Litkata B'Ketira Aliyah. His neshama left him, Chazal say, and his neshama went up and he bound himself to the higher. Whatever. Then he got a new neshama. Rabbi Seina could mind him, Zia, telling us. He got a new neshama. When he came down from the Akeda, he was a different person. And now he was able to give. He was now given a new tafkit. To go out there and influence the world. He was given the tafkid to get married and to have children and to have a Yaakov who would then go off and build his Klal Yisrael. Means he couldn't have children until the Akeda. You want to know what gave birth to Yaakov Avinu was the Akeda, because until the Akeda Yitzchak wasn't getting married, he wasn't having children. That neshama that he had pre the Akeda was the neshama of total dveikus to Hashem, nothing to do with this world, b'klal. Malach. At the Akeda, he finished that purpose, reached the pinnacle of that dveikus. Now that job's over. Now his neshama goes out of his goof, he gets a new neshama. This new neshama is going to get married, going to have children, going to build the world. Until the Akeda, Rivka wasn't even born. She didn't need to be born, there's no need for her. She can't come along, he said, Lord, dying, call if she looked like cash in Benayada, Mulashbialem, call Kula in Mukhud le Shemaim. He had no shaykhus to the human race. He was so dovuk in Shemaim that getting married was irrelevant. Now Rivka can be born, he can get a wife, he can have children, and he can start building Klal Yisrael. Yeah, obvious
question.
Shouts
after.
No.
Asaph
was supposed to build the physical world, which would have freed up Yaakov to do what Yitzhak had been doing. Since Asaph failed to take his tafkid, Yaakov needed both kids. That's why you and I got to go to work. Otherwise, we'd all be living like Yitzchak. If Esav had done what Esav was supposed to do, and that's why Esav was supposed to marry Leah. Esav was supposed to marry Leah because Leah was the Ezer Kenegdai for an Esav who was going to build the physical world. And Yaakov was going to marry Rachel because she was the Ezer Kenegdai for someone who was going to build the spiritual world. And the two of them would have built Olam Haba together and got them, but equal reward. Since Esav wasn't prepared to do that, Esav Lomamim B'Shnei Olamois, Yaakov had to take over both Tafkidim. Yep. Sorry? Oh, that how it works? I don't know. The Orach Haim HaKadosh says you get a new neshama every day. I'm saying I don't know. You have to learn the sugya properly. You have to learn the Shara neshamas. Understand what a neshama is first. I don't know what a neshama is. I'm serious. I'm not being facetious. I have no idea. There's an Orach Haim HaKadosh. Don't ask me where it is. Somewhere in Chumash. Somewhere in the five books of Moses. There's an Orach Haim HaKadosh that says that every morning a person wakes up. And that neshama is a 24-hour neshama, that's its shelf life. And then it goes back to Shammai at the end of the day. The Yoda Afki Bruchi, I give my neshama back to Hashem. And that neshama goes then and tells Hashem what you did with it that day. And that's the neshama, gets stowed away. And that neshama will get its reward. And I said, Lava, tomorrow morning you get a new neshama. So face this.
What keeps you here?
I don't know what you're talking about. We have to know that there's a thing called Nefesh Ruach and Neshama. There's three parts to the neshama. Then there's chayechira, there's five parts to the neshama. Nefesh Chaim says clearly that the neshama itself can never be caressed. Caress is always the nefesh. And that's why the ruach and neshama can always bring the nefesh back. I don't know what we're talking about here. We're talking about, you got a new neshama. It says when you do tachanun, you get a new neshama every day. Some people want to use to explain Yochanan and Kohen Gadol, how he became a tzaddik. Because when he put his head down, he was Yochanan and Kohen Gadol. We lifted his head up, he was tzaddik. He had a new neshama with new neshamas. And he blew it. I don't know. I don't understand any of this stuff. Learn it up and give a chaburah, no? You sit on Yaakov Hill for 40 years. Chaburah, shomas. Yes, sir.
Interesting, what keeps you? It's a ruach or
pashtus the ruach. Pashtus the ruach. The other once again, that's, pashtus, that's you. That's the interesting question. When you say in the morning, Elokai neshomash in a sata bi. My Lord, the neshama that you gave me, who's talking? Who's thanking Hashem for the neshama? It's not the goof. The last thing the goof wants is the neshama. That's what's getting out of bed in the morning. He wants to go back to sleep. The neshama's thanking Hashem for giving him the neshama. Who? What's going on here? Elokai neshama shenasata bi. Hashem, the neshama you gave me. Who's the me? Who's talking here? It's not the goof. The goof doesn't want to have a neshama and therefore wouldn't thank Hashem for the neshama. Think what the Ramchal says. I don't know anything about this. I already said I don't know. I'm telling what the Ramchal and the Nefesh Chaim say. It's the Ruach in Achinami. It's not the Nefesh. There's a thing called the Nefesh and there's a thing called the neshama. When you put those two things together, you get a thing called the Ruach. You get a Ben Adam, which is called Bechira. That's really Bechira. That's the sugya we learn. Ruach. Nefesh is no Bechira. The Nefesh is a Baima. It's the goof. He just wants to do what he wants to do. And the Neshama is no Bechira. The Neshama just wants to do what it wants to do. You get to choose whether to go after your Nefesh or your Neshama. Don't make it the Goyim. I don't understand me. Is that how the goyim work? I don't know how it works, by the way. Crazy. Which goyim? The Esav goyim? The other, I don't know. Crazy. Think what the Ramchal says. The Poshut Vaborim Derech Hashem. Ramchal says that there's a nefesh, that's the lower part. Nefesh ki adam, that's the goof, that's the lowly efforts. That's the behema. there's a thing called the neshama, which is a malach, let's say a high spiritual thing, where there's no shaykhs to the physical world. When you join those two together, when you get a hybrid of those two things together, you take a malach and a baim and you stick them together, you get me. That's what's thanking Hashem for the neshama. Whatever that is, that's you, that's your anoichis, that's the ego, that's the person, that's the... I once asked a Chaburi Freud, he said, "Das is the mensch." That's the person, that's you, that's who you are. And that's very disturbing in the 21st century. Most people don't know who they are. They don't know that they are even, that people don't even know they exist. Scientifically, it's impossible to exist, so that most people don't even know that they exist, which is terrifying. Okay. How do we get involved in all of this? We're trying to start learning the Nefesh HaChaim here, and then it's kind of like fizzled out, guys, they never head for it. Okay. But you don't have to go to Nefesh HaChaim, you go to Derech Hashem. It's very beautifully explained there in very straightforward English. You don't have to be a Makubal to know who you are. You have to know who you are. But that's the seat of Bechira, by the way. There's no point in having Bechira anywhere else. The Shama doesn't need Bechira, and the Nefesh doesn't need Bechira. You need Bechira. That's why Bahama has no Bechira, because he doesn't have a Neshama. He has a Nefesh. The big machlek is in the Shreinim whether a Goy is a Chaylok in Olam Haba, where he has Bechira, because you see he's got Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Yeschav Oynesh by a Goy. There is some aspect of, yeah, but exactly what that is. And Nefesh Chaim discusses that as well at length when he talks about Nebuchadnezzar, about where the Goy's Neshama goes up to. A Yid's neshama katachas kisei kovod. So the influence and impact of a Yid in the world is humongous, because it's going all the way up to the kisei kovod. A goy's influence doesn't go up that high. We destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, because we destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the spiritual Beis HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar can't destroy the spiritual Beis HaMikdash. You can just knock the walls down here. So that the Nefesh HaChaim discusses it at length, exactly how that works. I don't know. You have to open up an Arizal in Eitz Chaim and go find the... What I didn't hear and what I didn't see, I don't know. So I don't know about this stuff. Never heard about it. No one ever said anything to me about it. You'll find when you go through, are we going to deal with soon? We're going to deal with Shivim Nefesh. Why are they called Shivim Nefesh Yerid Lemitzrayim? Why are they called Shivim Neshamas? Or Shivim people. Why are they called Shivim Nefesh? You see, when you go through the Torah, you start getting sensitive that you sometimes use Neshama, sometimes Nefesh, sometimes Ruach, sometimes... It's very confusing what it's talking about here. V'nichrusu ha-Nefesh mi'amecho. What do you think about the Nefesh? The Ruach and the Neshama can never get cut off. What does that mean? So the behemoth gets cut off from the people? Good! You don't want the behemoth. Ma korepo, what's the point of... What's the big scare that you cut the Nefesh off? Why is Korah so terrified if that's the case? These are big things to understand. But you need to know who you are. You're the Ruach, and that's where we live. The Moshe used to say, we live here. Where Yid lives. The bottom extremity is not where you live. The Nefesh is not where you live. The Neshama is not where you live. You barely have a Neshama experience. How many Neshama experiences does a person have in his life? Where you really live and where you really feel and where you really make an impact is here, in the Ruach. That's where your Bechira is, and that's where you're becoming you. Lokaina Shomesh in a sort of be me. That's who you really are. Whatever that means. Got that badly sidetracked in ages, eh? Yitzhak Avinu itkoinen leyom ha'akeda kekala ha'mitkoinenes leyom kuposa. Yitzhak Avinu prepared himself for the akeda like a white bride preparing herself for the chuppah. Move b'chazal. It says in the Yalkut, ve'yivoye la makom shneyem. They came to the place shneyem. Shnei Mevim is Hanovonim, both of them. Avram and Yitzhak brought the stone. Shnei Mevim is Ha'esh, they both brought the fire. Shnei Mevim is Ha'itzim, they both brought the wood. Avram Deime Kamisha Osa Chasonais Libnoi. Avram Avinu looked like the father making a chasana for his son. Yitzhak Deime Kamisha Osa Chupa La'atzmoi. And Yitzhak looked like somebody who was making his own chupa. It's a father and a son going to the chupa. At that moment, the Keri got completely dovok in Hashem. Lumas Yitzhak, Bnei Yaakov Avinu Avshalom, Kibbul B'Yerushalmi Avram Avinu Tafkid Legalot Ulefasim Hashem Hashem Ulehamlich Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'Olam. Yaakov, on the other hand, got the Kelim from Avram Avinu to Mefasim Hashem in the whole world, and to be Mamlich, to coronate Hashem in the whole world, over the whole world. While Yitzhak was focused on his own personal internal avoider, Yaakov Tafkid is going to be to take that and to spread that into the whole world. To do that, you need an am. Shekein ein melech below am. You can't have a melech if you don't have a nation. So how's Yaakov Avinu going to coronate Hashem if there's no nation? You've got to have an Amisrael. To have a Rosh Hashanah, to have Amloch, and to have Malchus Shemayim, you need Amisrael. As Yaakov Avinu, he came as Yud Beis HaShvatim HaKadoshim. Yaakov Avinu went and built the 12 holy tribes. Who Lord Rak Hoylido, who Gam Gidlam B'Tzar V'Tareach. He didn't just give birth to them, he raised them with, as we say today, sweat and blood. Tzar Gidl Bonim. Yaakov Avinu had Tzar Gidl Bonim and then some. Ketoytzar Mimaisa Yosef, Mimaisa Dina V'od. He had a Dina, he had a Yosef. Yaakov Avinu had Tzar Yema V'Laila. V'kach Amar Yaakov Avinu Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach B'Shah Shebo Tzoros Al Yisrael. Yaakov says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Tzoros comes to Klal Yisrael, Bo'ini Shalaylam Lo Esyum Shana Amadati B'Beis Lovan. Did I not stand 20 years by Lavan, 20 years of torture? And then I left Lavan, you know, out of the pan into the fire. That's out of the frying pan into the fire. Who's waiting? Who's waiting on the, you know, who's the, you know, the Kabbalah's upon him? The welcoming committee when you leave Lavan, Esav. Rebikish Laharig is Bonai, and Esav wanted to kill me and the children. And I nearly gave up my life for them. The Melchoma with the Tsar of Esav, he nearly lost his life there. And now my children are handed over to the enemies like sheep for the slaughter. After I raised them like little delicate chicks. And I suffered Tsar Gidbonim. He rave yoma aisi b'tzar gidl v'avuro, tzar gadol v'avuro. Most of my life I was enormous tzar over my children. Lo tisko li zeis l'racham abona, can you not remember this in order to have mercy on my children? That's Yaakov Avinu davens to Hashem when Klal Yisrael's in trouble. I suffered for them to give you a Klal Yisrael. You can't have rachamim on them. So, and he wasn't complaining, Yaakov. He was telling the truth. This is what I suffered. He also raised Shivim Nefesh. And he never left this world until he saw 600,000. All these numbers are very significant, by the way. Shivim Nefesh, Shish Riboy, they're all significant. Shemov Chazal, Amar Reb Yudan Lo Nifta Av Avinu Yaakov Minoylem Ad Shiro Shishim Riboy B'Bnei Bonov. The Midrash that says that Yaakov Avinu saw 600,000 Yidden, which is the ultimate culmination of the building of Klal Yisrael, and then he was Nifta. Tafkiru Shel Yaakov Mistayim Rakashi Huzoich Nirot Es Hakomas Am Hashem B'Shlei Musa. Why 600,000 is Am Hashem B'Shlei Musa? That's not our subject now. About Yaakov lived to see, he was zeichet to see the final fruition of all his labor. Klal Yisrael, which is Shesh Riboy, 600,000, that's the, whatever that means. Two very different lives, the father and the son. You couldn't find two different existences, Yitzhak and Yaakov. Play through the Chumash, just go through a completely different life. Those are the two different tafkidim. The tafkid of Bishvili Nivra Oilam, total dveikas mukhletis in Hashem, focused on nothing else other than serving Hashem. And the other one, which is to go out there and take that and give it to the entire world, to build an arm, to build Klal Yisrael.
Like we say, Yaakov, it's a combination of Abraham and Yitzhak. That means it's part of each one.
Yitzhak was a combination of Yaakov and Avram also. Avram was a combination of Yitzhak and Avram and Yaakov also. Only question is, what light was shining brightest in them? And by the way, that's very relevant to our own personal lives. Because everybody's got to go through an Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov stage in their lives. Yes.
My question, do we have to emulate?
Avada. All of them. Beinadam la'atzmoy. You have to know yourself. You have to build the kamoicha. If you don't build you, then there's no one that can have Beinonim Lamokim Beinonim Lachaveira. Yitzhak was Beinonim Lamokim, and he was Beinonim Lachaveira. Until you have Beinonim Lamokim, you can't have Beinonim Lachaveira. That's why you needed a Yitzhak before Yaakov. And you need an Avram before all of them, because if you don't have Beinonim Latzma, if you don't have you, then nothing starts. That's why Zeklau Godel Beteira Vahavter Echamoicha, the three relationships. So why do we have to go through those stages in our lives?
We see that it's very different Yaakov from Yitzhak. Question is, can a person be Yaakov and Yitzhak at the same time, or it's always going to be...
Yaakov was. You think Yaakov had one moment of Hesech Hadas from Avodas Hashem? He manifested his avoided different, tafkid to do. The person has to find out where your tafkid is and where your Iker Avoda is. Avada, but you need all three. Let's say you're going to be the Yaakov. You're going to go out there and you're going to be involved in the Kaddishim Shemaim Barabim, and you're going to be involved in Kiruv or whatever. You still have to learn 4 hours a day. You still have to daven. You still have to be a Avoda Hashem. And the guy who's sitting learning 18 hours a day or whatever, he still has to have a wife, he has to have children, he still has to go to the Makolet, he still has to deal in the world, he has to know what's going on in the world.
Yes, because if we have only...
But everybody's got different chunot, different tafkidim, and you're going to manifest these things differently. No one today is going to specialize in just be one. Even the greatest gedolim today don't live like Yitzhak lived.
Abraham, it's only Abraham that makes Ishmael, only Yitzhak that makes...
Nachon. Each one had their chesaron. Yaakov had 12 shleimim. But today we need all three. That's what this whole sefer is about. Benom la'atzma, benom la'makom, benom la'chaveiro. Until you realize how much Hashem loves you, how are you going to love another Jew? When you realize how much Hashem loves you, you understand He loves your fellow man the same way that He loves you. So that's what mechayves you to love your fellow man. Stop, but it starts with me. Einber of Shimon Shkop in Agdoma Tishar Yoshe discusses this at length. How the V'haftar Arecha can't start without the Kamoicha. That's why Rabbi Akiva is the Baal Memra of Zeh Klal Godel B'Toyer V'haftar Arecha Kamoicha. And Rabbi Akiva is the Baal Memra of Chayecha Koidmin. They sound mutually exclusive. How does Rabbi Akiva Machadish two things which are mutually exclusive? Love your fellow man like yourself, says Rabbi Akiva. That's the greatest principle of the Torah. Rabbi Akiva says, if you're out in the desert and there's enough water for only you and not for your friend, he dies, you drink the water off you go. That's after Recha Kamaicha? That's what you would want him to do to you? Shimon Shkop asks this question, Adomit Sefer Yosha. Go see there what he says, but the bottom line he says is, there's no stereo at all. After Recha Kamaicha starts, the Kamaicha is Chayecha Koyim. If you don't have that, you can't have after Recha. So why do you need all these Tchunot? But you have to discover for yourself where you're going to put your koichas in. What does Hashem want from me? Where am I going to be the Eved Hashem? But we're all doing all of this. We're getting married, we're having children, we're learning, we're doing a lot of all of this. We're doing kiruv, we're doing a lot of different stuff. So we have all three of these capabilities. We daven mincha, ma'ariv, and shachris. That's Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. They gave us the ability to daven shachris, mincha, ma'ariv. So we have all those three tchunot. Which one's shining brightest in you? You better go find out. That's your tafkid in the world. By the way, if you want to see this work, works physically. Any cell in your body can be taken to reconstitute the entire universal experience. But let's make it bite-sized, to recreate you. Right? That's how it starts. You start with one cell, and the cell splits into two. And that splits into four. And that goes into eight, into 16. Right? You would expect those cells to each one be different, because each one's going to go off and do a different job. The one's going to be the eye, the one's going to be the foot, the one's going to be the elbow. If you take any one of those cells and have a look at them, the entire structure is in each cell. They're identical. And at some point, and science doesn't know how or why, at some point the cells start becoming different things. But they all have the entire experience in them. But the nose knows to become a nose, and the elbow knows to become an elbow, which is good news for the Jews. But they have no clue why that happens. Why evolution would do such a thing, they have not a foggiest idea. If you want to arrive at evolution is bobomyces, this is it. Because that cell could be reconstructed to create anything, because it's all there. So in the same way, you have all those tchunot of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The only question is which one are you going to shine brighter? The same way as the nose knows to be a nose, and the ear knows to be an ear, even though the ear could be a nose, and the nose could be an ear. Right? The same, yeah. You have kohot, you have men, you have personality traits, you have strengths, you have weaknesses. Go find out who you're supposed to be. You have Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov in you. In fact, you have Adam HaRishon in you. You have the entire Adam HaRishon in you. So you could be anything. Find out which cell you're supposed to be shining brightest. That's the person's got to find out what he's living for. Machov Oslo Ba'alaboy. In the singular, says in the Siddur Yisharim, what's your obligation in your world? Only you need to know that. No one else can tell you what that is. I suppose that Rizal was able to tell people what their tafkid was. Is no one today going to tell you what your specific tafkid is? You're going to find for yourself. It's the most fascinating thing there, that those cells could be anything and they know what to be.
Ben Adam, it's everything. Even animals, everything. All the creation.
That's Noah. That's Let us make man. That's the whole creation gave a piece of itself to the Bria. Yeah. Some says when we lift ourselves up, we lift the whole Bria, because we are the whole Bria. And when you lower yourself because you have the shredish of everything in the Bria. If we knew how, you could take one cell and recreate the entire universal experience, because it's all there. I say, how does this cell know to be Shur's nose and not the moon? Because it could be the moon. They have no idea how that works. Just of the moon, just yeah, how this baby knows, at some point it starts differentiating. How does it know to do that? The foggiest clue. That's why you won't find it in too many biology textbooks. Kind of just evolution over billions of years worked out how to do that. And not just in humans. Embryos of dogs know how to do that. Rats know how to do that. Who taught them how to do that? That's pretty foxy engineering. And even after the nose has decided to become a nose, it still has everything else there. That doesn't get you going, nothing will.